Chapter 18, The Final Battle. At the sound of guns firing behind him, Solid Snake whirled around ready to die, and equally ready to take as many of the enemy with him as he could. But to his astonishment he saw, not the enemy he expected, but Jennifer's brother Eagle Man, Gray Fox, and other snake men he'd rescued, even Chuck. It was his old squad, weak and wounded, but coming to fight at Justin Hawley's side. Metal Gear had been their mission, too. Now Solid Snake was no longer alone. Now he had allies in the final battle. Only two of the snake men had found weapons. The others began attacking the remaining guards with sticks, pieces of brick and stone, anything they could get their hands on. Weakened though they were by their imprisonment and torture, their united strength caught the guards by surprise, and two more terrorists went down under the snake men's assault. Solid Snake raced over to insert the keycards in the other two slots. Five guards down. Five locks opened. Three more to go. Now Solid Snake needed all the allies he could get. Pushing aside the body of a fallen guard, he shouted through the open lock straight into the Lexan-shielded enclosure.
Dr. Petovich! Dr. Petovich! Ellen is alive! She's safe! We're the United States Marines, and we've rescued your daughter!
Would the old man hear Hawley's words? And if he did, would the words do any good? Dr. Petovich was already so enfeebled. What kind of help could he give? Inside the Lexan booth, Dr. Petovich appeared to come to life very suddenly. He stood up straight, and the years fell from his shoulders. Reaching out for Katafi's throat, he began struggling with the terrorist leader to get at the white disarm button. For a minute there, the combat between the two men was almost equal. But Colonel Katafi was a much younger and stronger man, and he was armed. Dr. Petovich had been subjected to the most vicious physical and mental torture which had drained him of his strength. Yet he fought on, made stronger by the knowledge that his daughter was alive. With an effort, Katafi fought himself free of the old man's grip, drew his pistol from its holster, and brutally pistol-whipped the scientist. Dr. Petovich slumped to the ground unconscious, not before proving to Solid Snake what he needed to know. It was the white button the snake men had to reach before it was too late. The white button was the only thing that could stop the countdown on Metal Gear. Time had slowed down, but each second moved too fast. The display read 24, 23, 22. The battle continued. Seven of the eight keycards had already opened seven of the locks. Thanks to the help given by the snake men, seven of the enemy lay unconscious. But there was still one more guard to go. One more lock to open. Captain Hawley ran towards the guard, uttering his tiger yell at the top of his lungs. The force of his rush knocked the assault rifle out of the guard's hands. Instantly, the two men were locked in a life-or-death, bare-handed, one-on-one battle. The enemy held the advantage. All he needed to do was to keep Hawley away from Metal Gear for a few more seconds, and the terrorists would win. The free world would be destroyed. The task Solid Snake faced was far more difficult. In the same few seconds, he must overcome the guard, get the lock open, and then defeat the dictator Katafi in order to hit the white button. The enemy guard was fresh and very strong. Justin Hawley was almost played out. A man with a mission for many, many hours he'd been without rest. He'd braved and endured hazard after deadly hazard, fighting for his life every minute. It was a miracle he'd come this far. Did he have enough left to go the rest of the way? Now a weakened Captain Hawley was struggling with the last guard, the strongest of them all. The other snake men lay wounded on the ground, too exhausted to help him, but they'd already done their job. Now it was up to Solid Snake alone. Nothing mattered but that white button. He could see the countdown continue 18, 17, 16. Now the enemy had Solid Snake by the throat, his powerful fingers closing, throttling, trying to squeeze the last breath out of him. Justin Hawley couldn't free himself, he was blacking out. Desperately, he looked around for help. Jennifer's brother, Eagle Man, was the nearest of the snake men. He was lying on the ground, close to unconscious.
"Bob, you have to help me," croaked Solid Snake, his voice squeezed to a whisper. "Take keycard 8 for me and put it in the slot. Gotta hurry. Never mind me. Just get the card. We only have a few seconds left."
Eagle Man raised his head weakly and nodded, Then painfully, inch by inch, Bob O'Reilly dragged himself over and pulled the card from Solid Snake's fingers. While Holly still struggled with the terrorist, Eagle Man dropped keycard 8 into its lock. Now all 8 keycards were in place. Things began to happen all at once. As soon as the last keycard fell into place, the Lexan shield dissolved, disappearing into the ground. Metal Gear was now in the open, exposed. But the detonator timer was still ticking the seconds away. The digital display showed 15, 14, 13. The destruction of Metal Gear's Lexan shield took the enemy guard by surprise. For one split second, his hands loosened around the throat of Solid Snake. In that instant, using all his strength and cunning, Holly broke the guard's chokehold. Now Holly summoned every ounce of strength he had left in his body. With his bare hands, he karate chopped the last terrorist guard and threw his limp form aside. Without thought for his own safety, Solid Snake hurled himself toward Metal Gear, his right hand reaching for the white button that would disarm the weapon. But his hand never made it. As the Marine captain raced into the booth, with only seconds to spare before detonation, Colonel Kataffi raised his pistol and fired. The bullet reached its target, slamming into Holly's shoulder above the body armor. Blood began to pump from the wound. The impact sent Solid Snake's body spinning, but before he reached the ground, he twisted his body in the air like a cat. If he could only... It was his last possible chance of success, and it worked. Holly fell forward on the computer control panel, his hand outstretched. He saw the seconds move. 7. 6. With an angry roar, the dictator Kataffi lifted his pistol to fire again. But before he could pull the trigger, Dr. Petovich, now conscious, reached up from the floor and yanked the terrorist off balance. The gun fell from Kataffi's fingers. Holly could see he was running out of time. 4. 3. 2. Solid Snake's hand reached the white button and pushed. The timer clock stopped. The countdown reading 0-0-0-0-0-1. With only 1 second to spare, Metal Gear was out of commission. The world was safe. With a beast snarl of psychotic rage, Colonel Vermin Kataffi threw himself at Justin Holly. The two men grappled with each other, each trying to get the upper hand. Solid Snake was younger and stronger than the dictator, but he was wounded and losing blood. Kataffi was master of every evil, dirty trick in the book. The hand-to-hand struggle went on for minutes, and all the while the noise of a battle taking place nearby became louder and louder, the gunshots sounding nearer and nearer. Holly reckoned that his fight with Colonel Vermin Kataffi would be his last. At any moment, the remainder of the terrorist army would be in here, and that would be the end of the Snake Men. But the mission was a success. Metal Gear was disarmed, and if Solid Snake could only hang on here a little longer, he might be able to take Kataffi with him. That would really be a blow struck for the free world. Suddenly, the battle was upon them. A group of armed men in uniforms ran in, brandishing their weapons. At once, Colonel Kataffi made a dive for the floor, going after his own pistol. Solid Snake saw the action and kicked out with the last remaining bit of strength in his wounded body. The kick caught Kataffi on the side of his head and knocked him out. The dictator lay sprawled at the side of Metal Gear, the monster he'd created to dominate the world.
"Holly?" cried an astonished voice. "Well, I'll be. Solid Snake, is that you?"
"I'm hearing things," thought Justin Holly. "It's that bump on the head and the loss of blood. I must be blacking out. I could swear I heard.
Solid Snake, it's me. Commander South. I'm here with the Foxhound Command Troops and the rest of the Snake Men Squad. We've got Outer Heaven completely surrounded. My men are rounding up the last of the terrorists now. I can't believe you're alive. But you're wounded, man. You're bleeding bad. Medic, get over here on the double. Get this Marine some help."
"I'm all right, sir. Just a little woozy. Take care of my buddies first."
Solid Snake pointed to the wounded Snake Man.
"Eagle Man! Gray Fox!"
Commander South couldn't hide his astonishment.
"Did you free them, Holly?"
"Yes, sir. And I found Ellen Petovich. She's safely hidden. That's Dr. Petovich just getting up from the floor. He's on our side, sir.
And is that thing Metal Gear?
Asked Commander South.
Yes, sir.
Primed, loaded, and out of commission.
I don't know what to say, Holly, except well done.
Let's get you out of here and into sick bay. You can tell me all about it when you're feeling better.
I feel fine, sir, and very glad to see you, but what about Kataffy, sir?
Kataffy? Colonel Vermin Kataffy? Was he here?
He's out cold, sir, lying right th-
Solid Snake broke off, mystified. The spot where the dictator had been lain was empty. Kataffy was not there.
He's gone, sir. He must have escaped, but how?
Holly took one step backward, wobbled, and nearly fell. He'd lost a lot of blood and was getting weaker by the minute.
Easy now, Solid Snake. Commander South put his arm around Justin Hawley's shoulders to steady him. That evil maniac may have gotten away in the excitement. He knows every inch of this wretched place. There must be 1,000 holes for him to crawl into. Don't worry. One of these days we'll get him. Meanwhile, the chopper is topside and doctors are waiting.
Hawley wouldn't move until he saw the last of his squad buddies loaded onto gurneys. Then slowly, he followed Commander South out of the basement arsenal. His job here was done. Solid Snake's mission had been completed, and successfully. Metal Gear was now harmless and in the possession of the forces of democracy. The Snake Men prisoners were on their way to the best medical attention in the world. Ellen and Dr. Petovich were safe. The world was safe. Even so, Hawley knew that something was missing. His victory was incomplete, and he had the bitter taste of ashes in his mouth. In the doorway, Hawley turned. He spoke very softly.
Wait for me, Kataffy, he whispered. I'll be back, so wait for me. You belong to me, and soon I'll be coming back to collect. Next time, you won't get away.
He spoke very softly, but somehow Solid Snake knew in his heart that, hidden away somewhere, Colonel Kataffy heard his words.
Dear reader, I hope you liked reading Metal Gear. Here's a list of some other books that I thought you might like. Across 5 Aprils by Irene Hunt. All Quiet on the Western Front by Eric Maria Remarque. Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. The Great Escape by Paul Brickhill. The Survivor by Rob White. Young Man in Vietnam by Charles Coe. You can find these books at your local library or bookstore. Ask your teacher or librarian for other books you might enjoy. Best wishes, FX9. This has been a Geekade audio production of Worlds of Power Metal Gear, written by FX9, read by Dan Ryan.